This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond. Now joining me down the line is Clem Chambers of ADVFN. Clem, it's good to have you with us today.
Good to be on.
Good. So today you're going to be talking about the Italy no vote and also what's been happening in Austria and how markets are reacting, in particular the euro. So what are we seeing early this morning?
Well, I mean, people are saying the euro's fallen and how hard it's fallen, but it's been incredibly strong. So it's really just reverting to where roughly it should be because, you know, Europe's got a lot of QE going on. The UK hasn't. And so if you think about it, the euro should be a lot weaker than it is. If it was at 135 to 140, as it was about a year ago, that would make perfect sense. So it moving from 111 to 120 is really going from very strong to strong. So I would think there's still a fair way to go for the euro to go down. And that's how I'm positioned. I'm positioned for 130 to the pound. That's kind of where I feel it should be. But of course, with the craziness of Brexit, anything's possible with the pound. You know, you're never sure whether it's moving the way it's moving because of what you think's happening or what someone else thought was going to happen. It's almost impossible to guess what's going on that front. So it's very hard to really judge. But I think the euro is basically strong. Of course, obviously, the dollar is super strong, but that's another matter.
Well, the Italy no vote, this was to be expected, but it was more of a political vote rather than an economic one. So what do you think are the economic implications of it?
Well, no change is no change, isn't it? And that can't be bad. I mean, it's the changes that are causing a lot of the dysfunction in the market or the upsets. But I mean, kind of upsets are good as far as I'm concerned, because that's where you make your money. You don't make the money on the same as yesterday. If you are a speculator, you're looking for things to change. You're looking to unknowns. I mean, Donald Trump is a gift to speculators. He's just about the best thing that could ever happen to anybody that wants to trade the market, because he's a total wild card. And the market, therefore, is in a volatility position. And volatility is where you make your profits. I mean, that's absolutely where a speculator makes his money, is in volatility. And that comes with the unknown, and that comes with wild card. And Mr. Trump is the ultimate wild card globally. So it's great times for speculators.
And what do you think the Austria card has added to the mix?
Aren't Greens communists? Isn't that how they rebranded themselves? Didn't they go from being communist to being green parties? Isn't that how it works? So has a communist party just won Austria? And that's my question. I don't know. I haven't really looked that deeply into the Green Party in Austria. But everywhere else you look, they're just the communists that rebranded themselves, because obviously you can't get arrested. Well, you can get arrested being a communist, but you can't really get voted in if you carry on calling yourself a communist. So they just rebranded themselves Greens. So it's quite an intriguing idea to have Austria under kind of, you know, nouveau communistic rule. But I don't think Austria is one of those quiet countries that just sticks to its own knitting and doesn't really bother anybody. And I think that's going to be the role of this in going forward. It's a fantastic country, huge, rich, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it doesn't really tip the apple cart very often, you know, apart from maybe in the 1930s.
Well, do you think the votes this weekend are showing that Europe's really just adjusting to political instability or changes that are happening, and it's just becoming almost the new normal and they're not reacting that much anymore?
I've been saying on your show for over a year, it's a new era. Now, I was taking it from a markets position because that's what the markets were telling me. Well, funnily enough, it's a new era in politics too. And if you look at it, to go back to 2008, it's a long time since then, and it couldn't carry on in that mode. And that mode started to shift at the end of US increasing QE, which was 2015. That's when it all began to change. That kind of signaled the end of that era. Well, we're in a new era now, and we're in a new era of politics, and we've been in a new era of markets. Knowing what's going to happen next is where you make your big money. So far, I've been lucky. I might not be lucky tomorrow. I mean, really, anything could happen here. I think the markets are quite fragile. I'm holding on to grim death because I'm expecting a really big rally. Anything. I mean, it's like a 60-40 big rally to a crash, maybe 70-30. But anything could happen. But of course, if you're playing the game of change, then this is a fantastic time.
So finally, obviously, the euro is lower. So is now the time to start buying it? If people are thinking of going on holiday to Europe over Christmas here in the UK, is this a time to get a better deal on the currency?
Well, I would never trade currency. currency is so difficult to trade. So anybody who thinks they might be trading currency because they're going on holiday, really, they might as well flip a coin. I mean, it's the hardest game of all because it's normally pretty random walk. Now, that's kind of changing because the politics are as they are. But it's certainly not a game to play unless you really, really know what you're doing or have got a lot of money to lose.
Clem, thank you so much. Clem Chambers there from ADVFN.